I'm the sinister, Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade.
Welcome to the T Podcast, the podcast about anything and everything from the perspective of one man, and that man is me, T, from good old Massachusetts. What's up, everyone? Happy Valentine's Day. That's right. It is Thursday, February 14th, 2019. Romance is in the air. Huh? Did all you guys go to CVS and go to the Hallmark card aisle to go show how much you love your girl or your wife or fiance? Nothing says I love you like a cheap fucking card from CVS. Did you stop by some homeless guy or panhandler selling buckets of flowers, grab a little bouquet for $3 as he squeezes the shit out of your windshield? Gotta get those flowers. Or did you go above and beyond and plan for the special occasion? Did you book one of those nice expensive restaurants in the city that you never go to? You know, because you used to Olive Garden and Red Lobster. But not tonight. Tonight, honey, put on your good dress. We're going into the city. I got a reservation. Or did you go above and beyond and plan a night of staying in and open up that bottle of wine and keeping it as common as having some pizza and telling the in-laws or your parents to watch the kiddies, or maybe they went over a friend's house and you watch a little bit of Netflix, and just when she thought it was going to be, it's just wine and pizza and just Netflix night, you surprise her, because as you go to the bathroom or to take a call from your brother Joe, you run upstairs and you lay out the little rose petals and it goes all the way into the bedroom and you light some candles. And when she comes up there later on after being partially disappointed with her Netflix and her pizza and her bottle of Pinot Grigio, because she loves the white wine, it gets her a little tipsy. You go into the bedroom and you show her the kind of man that you are, right? Or you're just one of those people who doesn't give a fuck about Valentine's Day because it's fabricated by Hallmark to sell chocolates and cards and from the stores, and to, you know, you got those people out there who think, I treat you like this every day of the year. You are special to me, honey, every day. Why just this one day of the year? Fuck Valentine's Day. Or you could go back to, and I'm not doing it this year, but my 4-5-part series of Why Valentine's Day Sucks that I wrote on T-Blog. I covered everything, and I'm not doing that today. No. I thought about it. And if you want to read all about Valentine's Day and all my different takes on everything I just did in those little funny-ass scenarios, I'm hoping you laugh. I'm hoping you didn't get offended and turn away and be like, who the fuck does this guy think he is? Yes. I got a Hallmark card and these cheap fucking flowers. Fuck him. No. Don't take it personally. I'm just making you laugh. I see something in society, something I experience firsthand, and I turn it into a little anecdote, a little snippet, and I come here and I share it from all of me to all of you. So tonight, you could definitely go back to T-Blog and read about all my Valentine's Day adventures and my Valentine's Day takes and how bad they were sometimes, and sometimes they were pretty good, and I got all romantical. You could do that. I'm going to get a little bit romantic tonight, even though the story only has a little bit of romance. Depends what your idea is. And as you saw from the little description on T-Blog or iTunes, I decided to share another one of my travel adventures. And this one has been on my mind because of that silly little series of Lindsay Lohan be having her beach club in Mykonos. And somebody that works for me, she's on my team, she's thinking about going to Greece for her 50th birthday this year, and she was picking my brain. And then I was just, you know, randomly thinking about, as I've slowed down in my dating and the year that I had and getting back into the dating game, of all the women in my life that, not that I met throughout my years here in Boston and dated and relationships, I started thinking about my travel adventures and the women I met out in Europe. And there was Stephanie in Barcelona, Stephanie with an I at the end, who I met over the paella, and I'll share that story. And she was awesome. We stayed in touch a little bit after that, from when I went to Barcelona. And then there was Elena that I met in Santorini. Both trips, ironically, I went by myself. I have no problem traveling on my own. Barcelona was the first one I went to, first country, first city that I traveled to on my own. And then I went to Greece by myself. So it was, as I wrote on T-Blog, and you can follow this along. I wrote this way back when I came back. I went to Greece in early September 2015. And I went to T-Blog, and I wrote T-Episode 281. T does Greece in three paragraphs. You can actually read the take, and this is what I'm using for inspiration on top of my memories to share this today. When you get to it, you see me doing my infamous Boston Red Sox hat, tuck low, T-Blog pose, bearded up, sunglasses hanging from my T-shirt, wearing a backpack, and I hiked up to basically the Acropolis on a hot, hot, hot fucking day in Greece. In 2015, and I'm doing the pose, and when you see that, at that, the caption on that picture at that time says, the T-Blog pose has officially been pulled off by me in 8 countries, 20 states, 5 seas, 4 islands, and over 150,000 air miles and counting. Not bad for a Boston kid. And I've since gone on to more countries and more places and more states since then, but that was a moment for me to be at the Acropolis. So, yeah, as the T-Episode starts, and I'll start, you know, go through the story here on the podcast. The plan for me at the time was always to do 5 European countries. It was always England, France, Italy, Spain, and Greece. And that was the order that I went through starting in 2011 when work sent me out to London to go to England. And then in 2012, I took a young girl when I was 35. She was 21 to Paris. I went to Paris and had some fun out there. It was give or take, hit or miss. No, I can't say the whole time was fun. She busted my balls a little bit in the first part of the trip, but it turned out to be pretty good. Then Italy, I talked about that on here. I took my mom to Italy. We did Rome, Florence, and Venice. That trip was all we have, a special place in my heart. Then Spain, that's when I went to Barcelona by myself at the paella. I'll talk about that one day. It's a pretty funny tale. That's where I met Stephanie, who looked like Shakira, even though I know Shakira is not from Spain, but she looked like her. And then Greece. So I did Spain in 2014, after I did Italy in 2013, and then I did Greece right around the week of Labor Day 2015. And that's when Greece was going through, they're getting hit through the economic crisis at that time, where people out of jobs. It didn't impact me a lot. Tourists were allowed to take more money out of the ATM, obviously, than the people there. So, but Greece was going through that economic crisis, that kind of like what we're living in through today, where Brexit from, you know, Britain getting out of it, and today's world has long repercussions as the world was changing as far as economies and crises were going through and recessions and whatnot. But I went out there in the middle of that recession and didn't have much of an impact except for a ferry in Santorini, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, I started off in Athens, and it was beautiful. It was true. People say you could do Athens, you know, at least all the high-end stuff, the most important touristy stuff, in a day and a half. I spent 3 days in Athens, and I came back again for a day and a half because that's why I had to fly out of Athens, come back to Boston. So when I first got out there, my hotel was, you know, centered perfectly between the Acropolis, the Temple of Zeus, and the Plaka. Plaka is where you do all your shopping. It looks like marble roads that are stamped that you can walk up and down and hit up all the shops. I loved it. I loved going to those sites, those ruins. The hike up the Acropolis was something else. Each was beautiful on their own. But in the Temple of Zeus, I put on the T-Episode that I felt like I was in the Clash of the Titans, or as my mother used to say, the Clash of the Titans when I was little. It felt like I was amongst the gods. It was something really cool to be in the Temple of Zeus. And after I did my shopping in the Plaka, yeah, I went up to the Acropolis. The Acropolis was a hike, especially on a hot day. And one thing about Athens, they had dogs roaming around freely. Like they just lived on the streets, no leashes, no collars. And there were dogs that walked up to the Acropolis with us. And when I got up there, you have your unbelievable view of all of Athens. And if you go to my Instagram page, the T-Blog one, you can see some of the pictures I shared way back when. But I loved the Acropolis, to see those ruins too, and to do my T-Blog pose yet again in another famous site out in Europe, which as a kid in East End, I never thought I'd be able to see this stuff. But that was pretty cool. And then, yeah, I did shopping at the Plaka for all the people I cared about. I did that on the back end because I came back to Athens after Santorini. And that's why I went back into my shopping. But after I, you know, did Athens, I hopped on a ferry to Santorini. I only booked Santorini. If I ever did, if I ever did it again, if I ever went out to Greece again, I would probably do less of Athens. Maybe I'll do it for a day or not at all. I'll just go right to the islands. And by doing the islands, I would do like the main ones. I would do Santorini again, Mykonos, Crete. I would do them all out there. And what I did this time was just Athens and Santorini. So as I did the first 3.5 days in Athens and then another day and a half when I came back from Santorini to fly out, I only had 2 nights in like an early morning in Santorini to get back to Athens. And I don't have much regrets on any of my trips, but I do regret not having more time out there. So I did Santorini basically in 2 days. And when I got out there, I booked. One thing I talked about when I travel out in Europe, I go high-end to get a central hotel, and I spare no cost to having a nice place to stay, even if I'm not in the hotel too often, a place to sleep, a nice place to shower. But it's all about the central location. What are my views are out the window or where I'm walking back to the hotel? Is it around everything that I want to get to? So Santorini, you know, I was right on the coast, right on the cliffs, right on Thera. That's where I stayed. And as soon as I got to my hotel room, my living room went out to this beautiful balcony with 2 chairs and a table. And it was like just hanging over the Aegean Sea. To my right, you know, Santorini started. I was kind of like one of the first hotels. And I just could make my way down to all the shops and restaurants to see all the white and beautiful blue places that they had there. And it was so clean and immaculate. But looking down to that blue, blue, blue Aegean Sea and just seeing the other islands out there. There's so many islands out there. Some obviously are not inhabited, but they just have, you know, you could see the scape of them and the size. They look like mountains floating in the middle of the Aegean. Some were high, some were low. And you just see all these boats coming and going, smaller boats, high-end boats, yachts, cruise ships, the ferries. And I was just in awe. And so after I got into the hotel, I had to eat. I was eating a lot, ate a lot in Athens out there too. I had a lot of grape leaves, a lot of feta cheese on everything. It was beautiful. A lot of ouzo, drank a lot of ouzo. I came out and the people of Athens were really kind, but the people of Santorini were even more kind. The tourists were out there, absolutely. But I went to this wine bar in Thera, in Santorini. And when I went there to basically eat, it was just, I didn't really know what I was in for being there by myself. It is very, speaking of on Valentine's Day, it's very romantic. A lot of people go out there in couples. So it's like the romantic island out there are the big three, Santorini and like Mykonos is the party island. And I definitely shared all three. But as I was going out there to eat one night, on the second night, the first night I went to a restaurant. I don't recall. I had that block of cheese that I forget what they call it. I don't know the Greek word. I don't want to insult that. But I do remember the first night going to the island, the food, the views, and the sunsets over the Aegean. The sunsets lasted like 11 o'clock at night. And until 11 o'clock, you had this glow, like this halo around the Aegean that went on and on. And after the sunset, which was strong, and it went to these oranges and these reds, and there weren't any clouds. There wasn't a cloud in sight. It was very hot. You could see the glow, like a rainbow glow that just sat there for a little while, 11 o'clock at night. And, you know, they moved late at night. They ate late, and people would have dinner late. So I went to this wine bar to have a meal, and I met a girl there that knew the people that worked there. She was just hanging out waiting for her friends to get off their shift. And her name was Elena, and again, I don't share many names, but I didn't stay in touch with her. I don't have any pictures of her. It was that one amazing night in Santorini, something out of a rom-com, a romantic comedy that I'll write about probably one day turn into a movie. But I was there at the wine bar, and she was sitting there, and I hit it up with the bartender. He was really cool, and he heard my accent, and he knew I was from America, and he was giving me drinks, and then he introduced me to Elena. She came over, and we were talking. And we really hit it off. Like, we really hit it off. To me, she was that dark skin. She had that dark hair, a little bit curlies at the bottom. And she was beautiful. And she just was with her friends, but mostly she broke away from them because she was waiting for friends to get off their shift. And as we were eating, you know, I was eating my grape leaves and they were serving me. She was like, you told the friend to bust out the ouzo that wasn't the ones they give the tourists. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I always seem to crack open the bottle. She's like, this is the one that they make there. Like, I think it was like his great-grandfather that made it, and his grandfather took on the recipe that they make back at the farm. So they make it home that's fermented, and it came out of like a water bottle. Obviously, they're not Poland Springs out there. The water bottle is ripped off the label, and that was like the more potent shit. And I've had ouzo around my Greek friends here, and I had it all over Athens and Santorini. until I had that. And like, I was drinking the ones out of the bottle where I was mixing up with Fanta. And he was even serving me that with Fanta. Then he's like, all right, let's give you the real shit. And he took the Fanta aside and we're mixing it up and drinking it straight. And that ouzo that he put out of that fucking water bottle that I drank the rest of that night, there was nothing like it. And it hit me. And I was having so much fucking fun. And as I got to know her, she was just telling me that the people of Athens, these young industry people, like Boston industry people, kind of like the Cape here in Boston, like Cape Cod, they would leave Athens or anywhere they lived on the coast and they would come out to the weekend and they would work out there, these industry people. They would work in the main islands. They take ferries out or their own boats. They had friends. They'd all throw in to get out to Santorini or Mykonos. Mykonos more so because they were the party city, the party island, excuse me, that, you know, had clubs and whatnot. Santorini is a little different. Santorini, they came out to the restaurants, but they got high end and they would get paid. And then certain places, it was family owned, they would turn it over to like a club and they would just start partying with their friends. So as I ate my dinner and I kept talking to them for hours on end, on that second night, it was my last night at Santorini, when they closed up, they just started coming. Other industry people, they closed up their restaurants at like midnight, 1 in the morning, and then they came over like 1, 2 in the morning, and that wine bar, they started playing music, and we were dancing, and we were drinking, and it was this amazing time. And that wine bar was probably about like 200 feet from my hotel, and we went out, you know, to get some air. It was had an open area in the middle, but we went out to just, you know, take in. I just wanted something like, I think it's the romantic side of me, where I had Stephanie in Barcelona. Well, we danced up and down at midnight on the Romblus all the way to the Mediterranean Sea until the sun came up and we dipped our toes in the Mediterranean. That's something that would never happen to somebody like me growing up. For her, when I was with Elena, we just walked out of the club. I could remember seeing her taking off her heels, and she was still short even with the heels, but she took them off. And we were walking on that, like, that white concrete, not as white as the buildings, but you could see the different, like, it looked like lily pads. Looking that across to the white wall, overlooking the cliffs, looking down to that black sand that you couldn't see at nighttime. So it's just black on black, and the Aegean was black. And just looking out to like the stars and that glow that was still there, even at like 2 in the morning. And we just, you know, made out, and my hotel wasn't too far away. And I'm like, dude, can you leave your friends for a little while? Went back to my hotel room. We enjoyed the night together. Then the next morning, she said she had to go back to Athens with her friends, but she was going back to the wine bar to say goodbye. And I was hoping in between, you know, falling asleep and waking back up that I could catch her. And then the next morning, I went over to the wine bar, and they were serving breakfast. And the same guy that was behind the bar there, who partied all night, was serving breakfast at it opened up. And I'm like, don't you people ever sleep? And he's like, no, we don't sleep in Santorini. And for me, you know, to be able to do that and have all that food and that culture and being ingrained with all those people and being adopted into that. I mean, my hotel was one of the new ones, and the way the plumbing worked, there was still salt water coming in from the Aegean in my shower. There was some traces of salt and I could taste it. It was crazy. So I was showering in that. Then, you know, obviously I had to go home that day, but the day before I was out by the pool looking over that coast, and the pool felt like it had salt water in it, and it was a different way. It was like island life, but a high-end island life. It's like if I ever did Castaway, got stuck on an island, please let it be one of the Greek islands, especially Santorini. Santorini, for me, I'm glad I met her and got to hang out with those people and the food that I ate. I had no problem traveling alone, but Santorini, getting back to the romance theme being Valentine's Day, I recommend if you ever go to Greece, yes, you could do Athens in a day and a half. Definitely go out to the island, spend more time out there. But if you're going to do Santorini too, do it with somebody you love or somebody that you're dating, or do what I did. Go out there and get to know the people, meet someone. You know, get to say, you know, how's this work? I would never have known that people leave Athens to go out there and work in the industry night. And I wouldn't have known about just how the ouzo and how they actually made it and the fact that the tourists got the cheap shit. I was drinking with Fanta, but Greece is an amazing country, but Santorini was something that'll have a special place in my heart for the memories, mostly with her and the people that I was with that night and the dancing and the laughing. It just felt good to be drunk and being looking over that water, being on the beach, and it was something out of a movie. I probably say that about a lot of places I've been to in Europe, but Santorini, that was something special. And I don't think I'll ever be able to top that. So I wanted to stay a little bit romantic, keep this podcast to the point. It's Valentine's Day. I'm hoping either you're listening to it on your way to work or coming back in. I don't know if you went to the gym tonight, but do something special. Again, do something special with the person you love every day. Let them know that, but maybe a little more special on Valentine's Day. It's always been my approach. Do something fun. Listen to the podcast. Whether you're watching Netflix, you're drinking some wine, are you going out to dinner? Hopefully you're listening to me on the way to dinner. set the mood. Talk about planning a trip with that person to Greece or anywhere you want to go. Go to a beach island out in Europe. Enjoy yourself. Anyway, where to find me? There's some pictures of Greece on my Instagram page on the T blog one, TBLAWG. Or you can find me on the T podcast Instagram page, the_T_podcast, for all the T podcast related materials, behind the scenes stuff, memes, funny memes. You could tweet me on Twitter, ask me about my travel adventures at T blog, all one word, or email me. Say, T, talk a little bit more about your trips. I love when you talk about it. All right, don't. Stop talking about your fucking trips. Ask me more about Valentine's Day. Let me know if you want me to talk about my true takes on Valentine's Day. You can find them on T-Blog. You go to tblog.com. They're all there. There's all five parts to them. But I could definitely talk about them here. So if you have questions, email me. T@T-BlogBLAWG.com. On the Facebook T-Blog page, you can find me there. You can DM me there too. And of course, here on iTunes and the place that started it all, tblog.com, doing the podcast every Tuesday and Thursday. That's it. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Whether you love this holiday or you don't, whether you believe in it or you don't, hopefully you believe in love and romance. It's out there for everyone. Now, this day aside, I honestly believe this, even if I haven't found that person yet, that it'll happen. I do think that we're on this fucking planet to enjoy life. And to find someone you love to make your life better, to make them better. By making somebody happy, that makes you happier. That's my take on it all. Hopefully you appreciate that a little bit more tonight, in between the chocolates and the rose petals and all that other romantic shit. That's it. Until next time, always take it there.
Say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything.